Last week we began discussing the Lam Tes Malachis, the 39 Malachis that one is not supposed to do over Shabbos. And we mentioned that included in each Malacha there's the Av and the Toda, and there's Dinim of the Rabbanim, different series that they made, which create different Isurim that we have in on Shabbos. However, if one learns over Shabbos well, in many, many situations, even though there's a is in front of us, however, if we understand the halacha well, we can understand how to do it in the oifen of heter. May not come out the same as one would be able to do it during the week, but there's a way to do it. Over here, Erev Shabbos, we were discussing that normally if a malacha was started on Erev Shabbos and the person's role is over before Shabbos begins, he's not playing any role in the actual malacha. The malacha is now continuing by itself. In most cases, it's mutter. One exception to that is shehiyah. Shehiyah is leaving food on the fire from before Shabbos. Chazal understood how important it is to the person to have fully cooked, warm, hot food for Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to have hot food on Shabbos. So they understood that one might go into a panic if they see that the food is not going to be ready or hot for the Suda, and they'll come to stoke the coals, they'll come to play with the fire, and in order to raise the fire so that the food will cook quicker and be ready for the Suda. Therefore, Chazal made a takana that any food which is not cooked to a certain point, and that certain point is half cooked or at least a third cooked, cannot be left on an open fire without me doing something which will be as a reminder to me this is not to come back to this fire and to play with the fire. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, if someone Erev Shabbos wants to put food onto the open fire close to Shabbos, where when Shabbos begins this food will not be half cooked, then the fire must be covered. So, as a simple eitzah, in order to get out of this issue, if he covers the open fire with a blech, he'll never have this problem of leaving food on the fire, whether it's cooked, not cooked, if it's fully cooked, he doesn't have to worry about it. If he's not sure if it's enough cooked or not, just put a blech on and have the fire covered. When it comes to a hot plate, where a hot plate which doesn't have dials to raise the heat, or a hot plate which is not normally used for cooking, so then there's a kula that you can leave food on the hot plate even if the hot plate is not covered, whether the food is partially cooked, raw, or at any stage where the food's holding. So if it's an open fire on a stove top, one has to either cover the fire or make sure that before Shabbos starts, the food is already at least halfway cooked. Now, even though we're saying that if it's halfway cooked, then one could leave it on an open fire, there is a shita that holds that it should be fully cooked, and there is a lechatchila that one should try to be makbar on that. However, if someone's in a situation where they cannot, so then they definitely could be semich on the shita that half cooked is enough. Or we said that if it's a hot plate over there, one could be makel and just leave the food on it without it being covered. All this is a discussion of leaving the food on the fire from before Shabbos. What the din will be on Shabbos, whether I can return food to the fire, which I removed from the fire, that's a separate discussion which Mr. Shem will discuss next week. This is also negated to water. If I want to put up hot water before Shabbos, so I have a hot water urn, there's no way to cover the fire over there. The heating element is inside, and it's also sometimes it's outside, the coils are outside, but there's no way for you to cover it. So one should be makbid that before Shabbos starts, the water at least is hot enough that it may not, even if it didn't come to a boil yet, but it's hot enough what we consider yatzaledizba, hot enough that if you stick your finger in, you have to pull it out. That's already cold, enough cooked, that then it could continue boiling into Shabbos.